Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Angel with World Your Wednesdays. I want to say welcome to everybody on today. Look, we are on Wednesday, but you know what? This is Royal Wednesdays, and this is a blessed middle of the week. So I want to share something with you, but let's start out in a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Lord God, to be on the platform, Father God. We ask that you bless every individual that's listening, open up their ears where they can hear and also receive a blessing from you. So we just want to give you all the praise and all the honor. In Yahshua Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so I want to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. We got a lot of people that don't know how to forgive. We have a lot of people that don't know how to trust God. We have a lot of people they are just not ready to receive. Okay, they're just not ready. They just want to kind of go back and forth and this, that, and the third. But I'm going to give you the scenario. Someone hit me in my inbox about a young man that has been hustling people in these TikTok, Facebook, and different social media streets, right? He has been manipulating people where he was receiving money and love offerings and all type of stuff. He was homeless, he was ex-military, blah, blah, blah. He had a family member that was sick. So he used it to his advantage to try to get money to survive, okay? And he basically played with the money, but later on down the line, he did apologize for the sin that he committed by taking the money, okay? And now, I do agree with the people that they're upset, they're mad, but at the same time, who are we to not forgive a brother that's honestly coming out and apologizing to everybody publicly? He did things in the public, and he's coming back in the public to apologize. I honor a person that's bold enough to be honest with the people that you take from. No, he can't give it back because he's homeless, but at the same time, he lied about being in the military, he lied about children and family and all this other stuff like that, but he got a big platform where he was just basically posting and using people and all type of stuff, and yet they sold seeds into him, they prayed for him, they did a lot, but he still used the people. And when it comes down to forgiveness, it is, I understand you're upset because you probably gave money to the man thinking that he needed help. So you sold a seed and he basically played over your money. But the thing about it is, when you give stuff out of your heart, you don't worry about the reward that comes when you do things in love. One thing people don't understand is God still blesses when, even if you was mistreated and even though you was treated wrong and you wasn't done right. Just because of your heart is conditioned right, God will bless his children and you will get back the things that you have lost. But there's some stuff that we lose, it's not because it's bad. God will remove us for some things. Some people getting ready to move. Some people getting ready to go to a new job. Some people about to start a career on their own, being self-sufficient. You know, some people about to be doing things for God. And look here, it's just you and God and you're working. At the same time, forgiveness can hinder you from receiving your blessings and receiving what God has for you. A lot of people do not know how to forgive, and we got to learn how to forgive in this season. How you expect to get forgiveness and you can't forgive what you done? You know what I'm saying? You want God to forgive you in your wrong, but you can't forgive nobody in their wrong. And that's wrong. You got to learn. You know, people got to learn how to forgive. You know, it's a lot of people don't know how to forgive. So let me give one scripture on forgiveness. All right. It's Ephesians 4:32. And I'm going to read it from the NIV. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Let me read it again. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. So if God forgives you and God blesses you and God pours back into you, what makes you think that God won't give you everything that you need? It's a lot of people out here that's not trusting in the Lord because of what they don't have. or they see God blessing somebody else, but you don't know what season that person just came out of. This is maybe their season of abundance, because it's a season. It's places and times for everything. It's a different season, okay? Seasons come and they go. And whatever season you is in your life, you got to trust the process of God. You got to trust God to show up and provide. You got to trust God. You know, some people might be in their valley experiences right now. But at the same time, if you don't trust God, how you expect to get out? If you don't trust God, how you expect to be healed? If you don't trust God, how you expect? Because God said he'll provide a way for you. So God, regardless of what it may look like, he'll provide the way. He'll provide what you need. Like he's, like God is, y'all, I say this all the time. God is so loving. He's so supportive. But yet, you got people that don't trust. You got people that are hanging on to things that have happened to them in their past, and they can't let go of it. And God is telling people, let that go. Forgive that individual so you can get your blessings from me. Walk out of the season of holding bitterness for somebody. You know, a lot of people, y'all, I'm telling you, forgiveness is something, it's heavy. A lot of people, they are walking, they be like, you know what, I ain't forgiving this person because that person did me wrong and they did this and they did that. But yet, as soon as you do something wrong, you want God to say, you know, I forgive you, my child. I love you. I this, I that. But yet you don't want to walk in forgiveness. That's a problem for me. You want to be forgiven, but you can't forgive nobody else from doing wrong. Everybody done did something that was out the will of God. And if it wasn't for God's grace, look here. A lot of us have been held a long time ago. So anyway, some people are forgiving a young man and some people are not. So they're dooming him to hell. They're like, you know, he going to hell because he done used people. He done did this. He done did that. And I don't agree with it, y'all. You can't put nobody in hell because they did wrong. Pray to God corrects them. Pray to God show them what they do wrong so they can get it right. You know what I mean? But anyway, I applaud the young man. He apologized on social media and everything. So let me read this other scripture. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Okay. So but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Okay. When you think about this, if it wasn't for the grace of the Lord, a lot of us, y'all, look here, a lot of us will be missing out. You know that. You would have been missing out. If you didn't receive God's grace on the sin that you done committed, look here. Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the grace from the Lord. If I didn't have the grace from the Lord, I don't know where would I have been. You know, I'm thankful for the grace. I'm thankful for the love that God has shown. I'm thankful for God showing up for me in the midst of my wrongs. I'm thankful to God for loving me enough to not call it robbery, for allowing me to wake up and see another day. My choices in life was basically dishonoring God. My choices in life at one time was just not the best for me. And I had to really, really, really talk to the Lord and get God to forgive me of my sins. And I had to learn to forgive myself because I walked into the wilderness. Okay? I volunteered myself in the wilderness. And if it wasn't for God forgiving me from attaching myself into a spirit that wasn't of Christ. Okay? God is a spirit, so don't get it twisted. All right. God has some good spirits out there. A loving spirit, a joyful spirit, got all that good stuff. But then yet some people still attach themselves to the enemy. They attach themselves to the demonic realm. I don't want to be attached to no devil, and I don't want to be attached to none of his workers. I'd rather be attached to God where I'm able to be blessed and none of my stuff is able to be hindered or blocked. But at the time, I was with an individual that was consumed by demons that almost took me up out of here. I end up, after I got out of the wilderness, I had to repent, y'all. Okay? I was having my wilderness experience, and I had to repent for my sins because I was bound up with the enemy and his stuff. Okay? I had to ask the God for forgiveness of me. God gave me grace because the stuff that I have done, I mean, look here. It took God. Look here, I'm gonna tell you something. I ain't playing about the stuff that I have done, the stuff that happened to me during the process of going through my healing, all that. I thank God for forgiveness. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his love. I just thank God. And I came on here to tell my brothers and my sisters, we have to learn how to forgive and let it go. No, you're not going to forget it, okay? It ain't about forgetting. It's about letting it go, letting go the pain, letting go the hurt. Allow God to carry those burdens. Allow God to take away that stronghold. Allow God to cleanse you up on the inside. Cleanse you up. Pour love into you. People don't really know that God is a lover. God ain't a God of confusion. He's not a God of unforgiveness. He forgives and he loves. A lot of people don't know what real love is because they're not connected to the source. God is the source that has all the resources. But what you get is people that's so in love with the source, the resources from the source. You know, and you're getting it from the wrong source. Because see, God got everything. The enemy is limited to what he has. But yet he's still confusing God's people and converting them to do what's wrong and what's not right. So I encourage you on today to put your trust in the Lord and allow God to bless and restore. And that's all I want to say to y'all today. I love you. God bless you. And I pray heaven smile upon all of you. Continue, Lord, y'all, to trust the Lord, y'all. I know sometimes it may get rough. I know sometimes you may grow weary, but you got to trust God in well-doing. Trust him in well-doing. Trust him in and out of season. Look here, talk to God. Whatever it is that could be causing you to go backwards, look here, God, help me get it right. Help me to be the best woman of God or best man of God that I can be, God. Look, Lord, what is my assignment? What you need me to do? Wipe floors? What do you need me to do? Stand by the door? What do you want me to do? Show me, God, so I can be the best servant to you. Okay, Lord, what ministry I should be a part of, God? Help me understand your word. Help me be the best that I can be. And that's what we need to do. Amen. So I love y'all. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I pray that this encourages you. I pray that this gave you strength. I pray that this gave you a better understanding. We're working on some things in this community. So look, y'all. September the 9th, if you're in Columbia, South Carolina, go on Eventbrite and look up Kingdom Shifters. Go and register. It's free, y'all. It's free. It's going to be refreshments. It's going to be beautiful vendors that's going to be there. Look here. Come on in and enjoy yourself. Come on in and allow God to bless you. Come on in and just expect blessings. Expect a shift that happens because I'm telling you, the word of God says when two or more gather together in his name, he will be in the midst. Y'all, God is going to be in the midst, y'all. He's going to be in the midst and he's going to show up. So I want to encourage you. If you're able to get your ticket and come and be blessed. So if you haven't struggled with for forgiveness, go to God. Go to God and ask him to help you with forgiveness and ask him to help you with letting things go. Amen. But other than that, y'all, I love you. God bless you. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say we thank you right now for just blessing us to be on this platform. Lord, we just ask that your will be done in our lives. Continue to anoint us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Lord, we just ask that your will be done in our lives. And we just want to give your name all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless and God bless.